Ministry moves forward in Beslan's remembrance. A pastor seeks justice from a mob and runs afoul with the law. And Russia's church celebrates a milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Yesterday marked the second anniversary of the Beslan school terrorist attack. 330 people died, nearly half children. Two pastors with the Beslan Baptist Church lost six kids in the siege and have been used greatly to minister to others suffering. Now, God is blessing the church with new ministry, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The Sunday school building dedication that's coming up on September 10th is just the latest, I guess, outgrowth of the seed that was planted. They've been able to have a great outreach to, obviously, the community surviving children. And this new Sunday school building is going to help, you know, really greatly enhance that ministry.
The tragedy has allowed them to work in hospitals and schools. Griffith is asking people to
pray for the use of the Sunday school building, that many children and their families will be drawn to the church because of this and the activities that this will provide for. And obviously, as more and more young people come to Christ, it's going to have a dynamic impact on not only Beslan, but the surrounding Russian region of North Ossetia.
We turn next to India, where anti-conversion laws are causing trouble for church leaders. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says a week ago, a group of Hindu radicals in Bhilai burst into a pastor's home and demanded he renounce Christianity. When he and his wife refused, the mob began beating them.
Eventually, they left after beating the pastor and his wife severely. Pastor Mohan then went to the police station to file a complaint. Instead of listening to his complaint, though, the police said that they were going to be forced to register a case against the pastor under the anti-conversion law of Chhattisgarh State.
Prayer is one tool these pastors have against the law.
It has an intimidation factor against Christian workers, against pastors. The exciting thing, though, is to see them, in spite of these attacks, going forward. And even in this attack, as this pastor and his wife are praising the Lord while they're being beaten by these radical Hindus, what an amazing testimony.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As the United Nations mobilizes troops to maintain a fragile ceasefire, Christians are increasing their efforts to reach those homeless and suffering in Lebanon and Israel. Partners with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board are handing out food, water, and other essentials. They're having an impact as they're earning the right to share their faith. That can only happen when people ask the question, why are you here? It's happening a lot. Pray that many come to Christ. Meanwhile, Bethany Christian Services' Jane Bradford says their new Haiti program has seen a very busy couple of months. Their partner, God's Littlest Angels, runs two facilities, one for infant to toddler age children and one for children ages 2 to 6 years old.
When we were there, she had 60 living all under her roof. And out of those 60, she said that 40 of them had forever families. So she said as soon as those move through, she will have just that many more to replace them. They just don't stop coming to her door.
Many children are available. Bradford says the partnership is so important because it's really about a forever family in the kingdom of heaven.
When we drove up to the little bit older children's orphanage there, they were all sitting around waiting for us to come, and they were just heartily singing choruses about Jesus to us, and we were just got tears in our eyes that these little kids that have nothing are certainly taught about the love of God.
And Russian Christians are marking the 30th anniversary of the first Russian language Bible. With thousands of new churches planted, the believers need tools. The Bible League plans to provide more than 85,000 Bibles and other resources to ministry partners across Russia over the next year. They also encourage people to read God's Word by engaging them in Bible study. Celebrate with the church there as their workers continue to share the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better and why a Christian influence through satellite television is so important. You can also request your copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.